You're listening to Biz Takeouts,
the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 203.fm.
Welcome to Thursday. Welcome to Biz Takeouts. I am Warren Harding, and you're listening to Biz Takeouts, the Marketing and Media Show, coming to you from Woodstock Exchange in Cape Town. On tonight's show, I have got two guests for you guys. Awesome, awesome guests. We start out with Fred Rode, who is CEO of Worldwide Creative and co-founder of Heavy Chef, and we're speaking everything Heavy Chef, so we'll find out more about that after our top stories. But after Heavy Chef, we are also speaking to Daniel Marcus, who is CEO for Living Your Brand, and we're talking about IMC Conference, which is happening in Cape Town on the 10th and 11th of June, so 2 weeks' time, and we find out what's happening there and why you should be attending. But before we get to our guests, let's look at our top stories for the day. We start out with a featured job. We've got Online Media Planner. This is for Digivox, and this is based in Cape Town. They say benefits the job: laptop, 3G, company cell phone, package undecided. So it all depends on your experience. What are they looking for? They're saying join their small dynamic team of digital marketing enthusiasts, strategists, thinkers, and noisemakers. What do you need to have? You need to have understanding of the client's business, marketing strategy, and target markets. You also have to be able to compile and present online media strategies. You have to understand research and media assessments. You have to negotiate online media buys, compile online media schedules, and a prerequisite, so you have to have Google AdWords and Facebook PPC. So if that is you, go check bizcommunity.com in the job section. That is there, and maybe that's your next job. Next top story for the day, we've got people on the move. We've got a new chief marketing officer for Nando's. We've got Michael Caffey has been appointed as the new chief marketing officer for Southern African business for Nando's. He's originally from South Africa, but he has a wealth of commercial experience in many geographical areas, including Europe and the Middle East and the US. He's worked with a number of global giants, including Pepsi and Microsoft. So yeah, well done, Michael Caffey. Yeah, big move. Nando's, great company. Let's see what's going to be coming out of there. The CEO of Nando's also said he's delighted to welcome someone to of Michael's caliber to the Nando's family. So let's see what Nando's got up their sleeve. Our third top story for the day, we've got Getting Mobile Ready, and this is by Luke McKen, who's from Google Africa. He says, take a look around you. The majority of people have mobile phones or tablets and are busy engaging with the world and gathering information via those devices. As a business, you need to present wherever the consumer is looking. Ultimately, you must have an active presence in a multi-device society. He says, now is the time for South African companies to invest in building their mobile presence. He says, 39% of South Africans access the internet via their mobile phones, and this percentage is growing daily. He looks at four ways on how to plan your marketing, your mobile marketing campaign. He says, number one, get a mobile optimized site. Make it easy to navigate. Make sure you have found M advertising. And then also the last one is measure your consumer behavior. He goes into more details on all of those points. You can check that out on the site. But yeah, so a great little piece there by Luke. Our fourth top story for the day, we've got How Much is Enough? This is an opinion piece from Marion Scher. She says, we're reading more and more about the power of Twitter and SMSs, and there's no way of getting away from it. We become more snippet-orientated every day, which leads me to my big question. How much information is enough? Enough to do what, you may ask? Well, for you communications people out there, how much is enough to get your message across? She kind of says there's two points to look out for you. She says, number one is the subject that grabs, and number two, it's changing and it's your time to change now. She says, the fact remains that communication and the way we get our messages across is changing, and whether we like it or not, we have to start looking at new ways of reaching those we need to reach. Look around at your colleagues. Right now, what are they doing? At least half of them are probably looking at their cell phones. And I can say that sitting across here, Fred is doing exactly that. So go have a look at the article. She talks about how you can access social media through all of those devices. And then our last story for the day, which is our regular snippet, we've got online marketing tips. And this is brought to you by Quirk Education. What they are saying today, they're saying you should always measure the performance of your online marketing strategy. But are you looking at the right data? While simple stats such as number of website visits or Facebook likes may seem exciting, this data may not be saying anything useful. Rather, look at the numbers that tell if you're meeting your specific objectives. So yeah, that's what Quirk Education says. Don't forget, we are giving away 3 Quirk e-marketing textbooks, which are worth 499 Rand each. All you need to do is tweet me at BizComWazzer, use the hashtag BizTakeouts, and tell me why you need that textbook. We're going to take a quick song. We're going to come back with Fred Rode, who we're going to be chatting everything Heavy Chef. You can also, if you have got any questions for Fred, you can get us on Twitter with the hashtag BizTakeouts, B-I-Z Takeouts, and we'll be back after the Pixies.
Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 2OZ.FM.
That was the Pixies with Here Comes Your Man, and that was Fred's choice. Not the song of his choice, but the band of his choice. In front of me, I've got Fred Rode, who is the, as I said, CEO of Worldwide Creative and co-founder of Heavy Chef, and we're chatting everything Heavy Chef today. So welcome to the show, Fred.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Cool. I think to start out, I'd like to start at, obviously, from my side, I've heard of Heavy Chef. I know about it. I know about the sessions. What is Heavy Chef? What is its background? Where did it come from?
Cool. Yeah, there's quite a story behind the Heavy Chef. Those of you out there who've been to a Heavy Chef session will probably start rolling your eyes now, because I always tell the story before we start every event. But I mean, for us, it's quite important, you know, how it evolved and how it started. The name actually came from a meeting that I had right in the early days of Worldwide Creative, my digital agency, where Mike Perk, my business partner, and myself were basically going from door to door trying to canvas clients, and we realized that we needed a big client in order, or a big brand name to start succeeding, because, you know, one big brand name begets other big brand names and so on. You know the story.
Yeah.
So we had at that stage a studio space in Canterbury Studios, and it was just across the road from the Viglietti Garage, which houses the Ferrari Garage. So yeah, we thought, flip, what bigger brand can we get than Ferrari? So I marched in there. I had a whole spiel attached, you know, or prepared to chat to their marketing guy, who was kind enough to give me an audience. And I spent 20 minutes busy yakking on about social media and about, you know, building a community and, you know, going online and really kind of using all the tools of digital marketing that were available to him. And he, whilst I was espousing all the virtues of digital, he was busy checking me out. And after the 20 minutes of me chatting away, he said to me, "Fred, I never trust a skinny chef."
Okay.
So I was completely gobsmacked. I wasn't prepared for it. And I said to him, "You know, what the hell do you mean by that?" And he said, "Well, I've been checking out online whilst you've been talking, and quite frankly, Worldwide Creative didn't have a great website at that stage. I mean, this is way back in like 2004. You know, you don't have a newsletter strategy, you don't have any social media presence, you don't have any of the stuff that you're talking about. And you don't have a blog or any of these things." So he said, "Why should I trust you? You know, you basically, you're not eating your own food."
Yeah.
So I was suitably humbled. I walked out of there with my tail between my legs, and I phoned Mike, who was actually in the UK at the time. And I said to Mike, "Dude, I've just been taken to the cleaners by a big opportunity here. You know, what do we do about this?" And we chatted about it. We realized, you know, in order to really kind of be serious and authentic and take this whole digital marketing thing seriously, as young entrepreneurs, we figured we had to become Heavy Chefs.
Yeah.
And so the name was born, and it became quite a big thing for us. You know, when you're young and stupid, you kind of you latch onto something and you really kind of make it bigger than what it is at the time. And anyway, so it evolved from there, and it became part of our philosophy. We were like, you know, are we being Heavy Chef about this? And is this something, you know, that a Heavy Chef would talk about, and so on and so forth? And we realized, you know, that Heavy Chef started to become more about learning, because essentially we needed to chat to people who were Heavy Chefs. So it kind of evolved from there. We decided, right, let's figure out who the Heavy Chefs are in our industry. In other words, the people who kind of walk the talk, who eat their own food. And so we started to look to get people to come and teach us, to you know, talk to us about what they do. So we started picking topics, and you know, we picked, for example, social media, and we found somebody to speak about social media. Some of the earliest speakers were guys like Charles Norman and, yeah. and Eric Edelstein, and you know, guys who were really kind of versed in social media and pay-per-click, and mm-hmm. you know, we just invited them to come and talk about what they did naturally and what they were doing well in, and they were kind of forging their way ahead.
I want to ask you two questions quickly on that. Number one is, did you get to drive a Ferrari?
Yes, I did.
Did you? Do you own a Ferrari?
No, I got to drive in a Ferrari. Not drive a Ferrari.
Okay.
Ferrari became a client.
Okay.
After me going back then pestering them, and in fact, I actually became really good mates with Reinhard Schwendinger, who was the guy who told me,
okay,
I never trust a skinny chef.
Okay. So you've driven in a Ferrari. You have not driven a Ferrari.
No, not yet.
Okay. That's like going to a strip club. That's like going to a strip club and looking through the window.
That's right.
Is that okay?
That's right.
Heavy Chef's been around for how many years?
Well, since 2005, pretty much is when we sort of started mobilizing the concept. And okay. We started holding the events late 2005, early 2006. Yeah.
Okay, the events, how often are they happening?
So the events basically came out of that whole discussion. And what happened was, you know, we had these things. Initially, it was all about teaching our staff and the guys, you know, at Worldwide Creative about how to do these things. And then it actually evolved from there. It was a guy called Eric Edelstein who phoned me up and he said, Fred, I heard that you're having an event at your studio. Can I come? And so immediately I said, sure, but it's going to cost you like $200, some yeah. arbitrary figure. In fact, I think I said $800.
Yeah.
And Eric was like, no, I'm not going to pay that, but I'm going to come anyway.
Okay.
So we said, okay, well, you know what? Just invite some friends. Let's make something out of this. So then what happened was it started picking up a little bit of momentum. And I met somebody called Chris Roper, actually through a bit of a social media spat. We kind of traded blows with each other. Chris was the then editor of Mail 24.com.
Okay.
And I was running a little, on the side, I had a blog called Ideate. Mm-hmm. And so we had a bit of a blog war, and then we decided to get together for a drink. And I told him about Heavy Chef. And Chris said, well, you know what? We've got a cool venue for you. We've got 24.com's offices. So let's have it there.
Awesome.
So we suddenly kind of stepped up a little bit. And 24 gave us the venue sponsorship. And we started getting, you know, bigger and better speakers and bigger and better crowds.
Okay. And how do people get invited to these events?
So you go to heavychef.com. On the site is a very big button that says get invited to the events. Or it actually says sign up to our newsletter and get the invitations. So you basically sign up, and once a month we'll send you an email invitation. It's a little bit of a free-for-all at the moment. The way it's worked and the way it's evolved, I mean, these events tend to get booked out within the first hour of sending out the invitation. Yeah. We hold them in Johannesburg and in Cape Town. Our venue sponsors now are Deloitte. So basically, when we do send it out, then we just take the first 350 people in Johannesburg and 250 people in Cape Town, and then we put everyone else in a waiting list.
Okay. And who should be attending these events? Like, who do you guys want to see there? Who's going to get the most benefit out of the Heavy Chef sessions?
Yeah, I think, you know, generally, I mean, what we've noticed and how it's evolved, I mean, these, I would say arguably that these are now the most well attended and most well supported digital marketing events in the country at the moment. I mean, we tend to get a third split of entrepreneurs and business owners. Then we get kind of managers, marketing managers, business managers, and those sort of guys. And then we get a third of people within the industry. So agency type, social media guys, and that sort of thing.
Well, early on you mentioned, look, it's a cool story about how the whole name came around about a chef not eating his own food. Mm. Something I think is a lot of agencies in South Africa preach digital but don't actually implement it on the agency side with their own business. Yes. Do you agree?
I do agree. And just a disclaimer, I think, you know, we had a bit of an audit earlier in the year and we asked ourselves, seriously, are we now digital heavy chefs?
Okay.
And truth be told, I think there's a few things. You know, I think all the digital marketing agency heads will be nodding their head and going, you know what, it's a perennial problem. I mean, obviously, it's just hard. It's a service business. I mean, we sell a service, we sell our time, we sell our hours, and as we get bigger and bigger, the more valuable that time is. Yeah. So whilst we really try hard to apply those things, and actually right now we're going through a bit of a rebrand and we're redoing the Heavy Chef site and redoing the Worldwide Creative site and all the properties and so on. You know, it just takes time. It's hard.
So is Heavy Chef actually part of Worldwide Creative, or is it two separate organizations? Or
it's part of Heavy Chef is a sort of subset of Worldwide Creative. And interestingly enough, out of this whole learning philosophy has actually evolved a very significant part of our business, which is the training side. So for the past 4-5 years or so, the Heavy Chef training course has evolved. We started in roughly about the end of 2008, 2009, we started offering courses to our clients.
Okay.
Not individual courses. So it's not like the Quirk course, the Get Smarter course. This is very much tailored to our clients and the corporates. So we go into a corporate and we custom develop training courses for them on digital marketing, depending on what their needs are. And it's a very big part of our business now.
Okay. And so Heavy Chef, when you talk about you guys focusing on digital, is it all digital marketing and all subsidiaries of that classification?
So it's essentially the stuff that we do. And in that regard, we actually are Heavy Chefs, because what we do is, and the whole sort of concept of the Heavy Chef is based on, you know, guys who walk the talk actually coming in to unpack what they do. So we do that in the events, but also in the courses that we offer. We come into a corporate and we'll have the guys, you know, for example, pay-per-click, for example. Yeah. We're going to teach them about pay-per-click and reading analytics and running campaigns and all that sort of thing. We'll get, you know, Michelle or Mike, one of the real kind of, you know, the real kind of knowledgeable types in our agency to come and chat to them. Or we get outsiders who we really respect and admire to come and chat to people. So we tailor the course like that, getting the best guys to talk.
I want to try something quickly. Obviously, you're focusing on digital marketing. So I'm going to throw out a digital marketing term. I'm putting my hands up in inverted commas. And you tell me how important you think it is within a company.
Yes.
And what are the pitfalls? What are people doing wrong?
Cool.
Okay. So if I say content marketing,
I would say it's become extremely important. It's probably, I would say, a third of what community building is all about. You know, the other two would be strategic engagement, and the other would be creative stimulus. Okay. So I think content marketing is absolutely key.
Do you think content? Okay, I'm varying from my own little course here. No. Do you think content is changing? So obviously, gone from exclusively writing to now video. People are consuming it differently.
Yeah, I definitely do. I think just depending on all the different touch points. I mean, there's so much. You know, we've gone from, I think content is king. Content is absolutely critical for an organization to succeed. I mean, we even as an agency know how important it is.
Yeah.
So we've gone from content is king to more context is king.
Okay.
So delivering, we try and every organization should try and deliver relevant content to the reader or to the consumer.
New words, direct marketing?
It's not really a new word. I mean, I think direct marketing for me, you know, it's always been important, even before digital. Like you look at the sort of old days of you know, sending you know, via post direct marketing and using databases. And I mean, I think CRM in its, you know, just to use another buzz phrase, customer relationship marketing, has been an incredibly important part. It really kind of reaches zenith in the sort of mid-90s when people were talking about how to mine your database, how to scrub your database, how to derive value out of your database, and how to provide value to your database.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's changed. I think what's happened now is the tools have just become way more sophisticated. It's a big part of what we do at Worldwide Creative. We work with Fashini Group, for example, and Hyundai and so on and so forth. And that direct marketing and trying to tailor, I mean, we spoke about content marketing, trying to tailor content within your direct marketing, adding value and creating engagement, I think is so important.
Okay, another one. Social media.
Social media. Yes, obviously no digital marketing discussion would be complete without social media. Look, I mean, social media is amazing. I mean, you know, you just look at the amount of content that's, you know, being conveyed and transmitted every single day via the social networks and new social networks that are popping up every day, like Vine and so on.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for me, I think social media is an incredibly complex subject, mainly because it's so personal.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just look at Twitter and the amazing ability that we have now to engage and interact with people that were never before, you know, interactable.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, take Michael Jordan, for example. Yeah. F&B is awesome. A great example. Yeah. You know what I mean? We can now directly, Helen Ziller, you know, yeah. We can directly interact with these people that were previously untouchable.
Yeah.
And that for me is just amazing.
Well, I must say, I've never tweeted at Michael Jordan and him and have him not reply.
Yes.
He either replies or like amazing. Or he DMs me. He's just like, thanks.
I wonder what the hell he's been doing.
I know, what is
what's
he doing?
His day job,
yeah, exactly. I've got three more questions for you. Oh, we are running out of time.
Cool.
Number one is, do you think social media should be done in-house or do you should you outsource it?
Thanks for the controversial question.
Yeah, right at the end.
Warren, I think it's a great question. I truly believe personally that social media should be done in-house.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be outsourced to an agency. And I know that's going to, you know, it's a controversial statement, but I believe this is your own personal experience. We, as an agency, actually discourage our clients from using us to do social media. What we provide as an agency, where we've made a decision, is to train them on strategy, basically train them the basics and fundamentals of social media, looking at how to use it as a tool and writing that plan going forward. Yeah. But the reason that it should be done in-house as opposed to an agency doing it is that I truly believe that it's such an authentic outpouring of, or at least an authentic conversation that you're having, that you can't abdicate that voice to somebody who's not actually immersed within the company itself.
Of course.
And that for me is just, you know, you see it every single day. And quite frankly, I mean, we've got some horror stories when we used to manage a whole bunch of social media accounts, and you know, it's really difficult to do authentically.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people who don't agree with you.
They certainly
specifically
do.
Some agency people.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Okay, we have run out of time, so I've got two last quick questions for you.
Cool.
You mentioned someone wants to get hold of you, either Worldwide Creative or Heavy Chef. Where can they go?
I think on Twitter is a good way. Yeah. So just message me on @Fred_Road, R-O-E-D.
Okay.
Or they can email me, fred@wwc.co.za.
fred@wwc.co.za.
There
you've got it. Last question for you. You mentioned Mike Perk early on. Who would win in an arm wrestle between you and Mike Perk?
Oh, he doesn't stand a chance.
He's
half my size. I mean, he's a, you know, 80-pound weakling. So
okay.
I'm a 105-kilogram Viking. So
okay. A Viking.
Unfair.
I love it.
That's unfair.
And yeah, he is wearing a horn with helmets on it, which, yeah, we'll take a picture.
Cool.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having
we'll
me.
Keep an eye out for Heavy Chef. We will definitely, people need to get to those events. I think,
awesome.
I'll put my hand up and say I have not been to one purely based on timing and other things, but I will definitely be there.
I'll book you a seat in the front.
Cool. Thanks so much for coming through.
Nice,
and we'll speak to you again.
Thanks for having me, Warren.
That was Fred from Heavy Chef and Worldwide Creative. We're going to take a quick song from the Black Keys, and then we're going to be back with Daniel Marcus from Living Your Brand talking IMC Conference.
Little black submarines operate, please put me back on the line. Told my girl I'd be back, operator, please. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be? The voice is calling me. They get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow. But everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. Pick you up, let you down when I wanna go to a place I can hide. But they just disappear to the back of my mind. But everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind.
And opinion makers, you're listening to Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on
2OV.FM. Well, welcome back to Biz Takeouts, the Marketing and Media Radio Show. That was Black Keys with Little Black Submarines. Next up on the show, we are speaking IMC Conference, which is coming up on the 9th and 10th of June. And we're speaking to Daniel Marcus, who is from Living Your Brand, and I'm trying to think of the custodian for IMC. Is that correct? That's the brief I got.
Well, there's two of us, yeah. But I'm the driving force behind it with my partner, Yaku.
There you got it. The driving force behind IMC Conference, which is happening in June. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. I think let's start out and kind of go IMC Conference. Obviously, it's an acronym. What is IMC? Integrated Marketing Communication. What does that mean?
So it's essentially taking all aspects of marketing, all the communications, all the different disciplines. I'm a bit far away
from the mic there.
So it's using a combination of marketing and communication disciplines to get your desired message across. That's essentially the short of it.
Okay, and what are those disciplines? So what are you guys
social media, digital, advertising,
mobile,
VR, the works, yeah.
Everything together.
Yeah.
Okay, the event is happening in 2 weeks' time. What can people expect at the event?
So the event, broken down, we've got tracks of keynote speakers, which everyone gets to attend, and then we've got our breakaway workshop sessions. Each day we've got 5 sessions that delegates get to select which ones they want to go to, and it gives them a nice opportunity to tailor-make their conference experience. At each conference, we also throw in a little bit of excitement to keep the guys there going, a couple of giveaways, and one of our sponsors, Odemius, they always have a nice thing up their sleeve to
awesome.
Get some excitement.
Odemius will be watching out for that. Okay, you mentioned keynote speakers. Who are the keynote speakers? Do you have that list with you?
I've got the list. I've brought my cheat notes.
Okay.
I can remember everything.
Yeah.
So first up, we've got Nicholas from Lodestone Mobile Consulting. Great little mobile entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Cesar Keller from Absa Group. She's going to be talking on nice little topic here, expect the unexpected, building a brand amongst brand builders.
Okay.
Before I go through the rest of the list, what we like to do is break apart. So we'll have some speakers from agencies and some speakers from the corporate side, okay. So you get that nice mix.
Yeah.
AB Mokotswana, Ogilvy CEO, Andy Gilder of Machine.
Yeah.
Great fun little guy. Dynamite comes in small packages,
yeah,
so that's going to be a fiery one. Ahmed Tilly from Black River FC.
course, Jonathan Ratcliffe from Google, Halisa Diashana from Joe Public, also chairman of the Lurys, and Rebecca Cronier of Atmosphere.
Okay, so I like the setup where you basically, everyone who goes gets to see all the keynote speakers and then they can pick the different workshops.
Yes, 100%.
What can they expect from the workshops? What kind of workshops are there?
So each workshop runs for 30 minutes. It's quite a gauntlet of a session for the guys hosting that because they're pretty much back to back.
Sure.
But as a delegate, we've actually reduced it this year. Previously, we had far more choices, but most of our delegates actually want less of a choice, but far better types of hosts.
Yeah.
So you as a delegate attending will attend 4 out of the 5 per day.
Okay.
And you can choose. So if mobile is not interesting to you, you're not going to go to one session. If you want to know more about PR, you'll go to the agencies focusing on that.
Yeah.
And it just gives you a nice lowdown case study, not a sales pitch.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you get those every now and then.
Of course.
We do some rigorous testing after each session, which our workshop hosts, some of them love, some of them hate.
Okay.
You know, no one loves that negative feedback, but it gives them a nice opportunity that by the end of the day, it's not, well, you were rubbish for the whole session. Hopefully next year you can improve. After each session, the guys are giving that opportunity to kind of tailor make that pitch for their delegates.
Yeah. Well, look, I picked my workshops today. I can tell you it is tough. Like trying to pick 8 out of 10, it's hard to actually leave 2 people out. It's so difficult. So if you are signing up and going, good luck with that one. Who should attend the IMC conference? Who do you guys see as your market that have to be at this event for knowledge reasons?
So it's a pretty straightforward one. In the great scheme of things, marketing decision makers. So senior marketers, guys that have a knowledge of what's out there, but they're just kind of looking to grow their knowledge base, grow their network, and find out what else is out there from leaders in the industry. You can read everything on the internet, but how often do you get that opportunity to really challenge guys on stage? And it's what we encourage as much as possible.
Okay. And how much research have you guys done into other events in terms of getting the balance right between entertainment, speaker, like event focus? Like how important is that for you guys?
Well, we come with a background in event management.
Okay.
Before we started the conference inside, we were corporate events. That's what we continue to do now. And that gave us an edge when it came to the actual logistics of the event. And like you say, the entertainment side. So I don't want to give away too much on what we do because each year we do it differently. But for example, last year, the Odomistic guys had a drunk fake model run in and filled the room with Odomistic cocktails, which
awesome.
Kept them all there ready, nice and liquored up for the last few sessions.
Which is exactly what you want.
Yeah.
okay, when it comes to the IMC, what do you think, in your opinion and living the brand side, what do you think makes the IMC a unique conference in terms of South African conferences? Obviously, there are a lot of conferences going on. What makes the IMC unique?
I think the key factor being that we focus on all the disciplines in one. Obviously, listening to Fred earlier, fantastic events that he does at Heavy Chef, it's digital focused.
Yeah.
You know, you get Mobile Web Africa, that's mobile. You get Marketing Dabo, who will focus solely on one side of the space. And everyone is doing just mobile, just digital, just whichever, advertising, PR, the works. We focus on everything together. So, you know, it's a cheeky way of saying it. You pay one price, you get to touch on all the disciplines in one conference instead of, you know, paying to go to this one, this one, this one. And at the same time, it saves you your time. Instead of having to attend 5 conferences in a year, you can attend ours. Look, you're not going to leave an expert, but you're going to get the right knowledge, the right ideas, and the right contacts to say, listen, I like this approach. I like what Jonathan has to say.
Yeah.
Let's go and speak to him and see if he can help us.
Cool. I mean, this is the 4th IMC.
It's the 4th year.
Yeah.
We started with one in 2010, just Cape Town, Joburg 2011. Then we branched out. We did 2 last year, Cape Town and Joburg. And this year, again, we're going for Cape Town, Joburg. We were looking at doing London this year. We've pushed that out to next year.
Okay. That's a big one. Yeah, London.
It's going to be tough. I've had all the chirps on, good luck. You know, it's a tough, different market.
But also, the way the Rand's going at the moment, it's...
Dollar reached 10 today.
Yeah, horrible. Thank you, Mr. Zuma.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Over the 4 years, have you had any repeat speakers? Have you had guys come back more than once that you can think of?
We do. We've had Ben Wagner from Native.
He
spoke 2 or 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
AB actually spoke last year with Andrea Kay from Carling Black Label.
Okay.
It's something that we're starting to do now where we have an agency and a client talking on stage at the same time about an integrated campaign that they did.
Okay.
We're actually talking now. Mike Stopforth hosted a few workshops from Cerebra last year.
Yeah.
He'll be talking at the Joburg conference in September.
Yeah.
Hopefully with Vodacom. He's still discussing a couple of options.
Okay.
It's what we like to do. So we'll bring the guys back once or twice,
yeah,
as long as they've got new, fresh content.
And I take it Mike's going to be speaking social media.
Of course.
That's his thing. If someone's interested in becoming a speaker, how do they go about that? So kind of where do they point their interest? Which direction?
I could give Yaku's cell phone number out. He might shoot me.
Yeah.
They can just pop an email to info@imcconference.com.
Yeah.
We look at everyone. Okay. We'll never say no.
Yeah.
Bios send through. What we don't like to do is take guys off the circuit that are speaking every single month all the time, unless they've got something fresh for us. We don't want them becoming regurgitating presentations after presentation.
Yeah.
So send the info through. If you're interested, we'll always have a look and have a coffee.
Okay. And the kind of criteria for picking those speakers, besides the fresh and new, is that your key focus for those guys? Fresh and new, you're not too worried about new faces. Long as the idea is there.
Yeah, well, we had Cape Town last year. We had Sahana Gordon. At the time, she was with Black River FC. She had never spoken before. She got off the plane, was freaking out, and she was probably our best speaker on the day.
That often happens like that, yeah.
Exactly, and we're bringing her back for Joburg this year, speaking on behalf of Native. So it really is, you know, how long is a piece of string for the kind of people that we look for.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Yaku couldn't be here today. He focuses predominantly on that speaker research. But we just want to know who's doing exciting things in the industry, who's doing stuff locally, doing stuff internationally, and as long as they can relate it back to our local clients.
Yeah. Which speaker, and this is a tough question, I'm warning you. which one speaker are you looking forward to the most?
Sheepers, I'm going to get...
I know, I put that in there specifically. Let's see what's going to happen.
I'm going to go with Nicholas Haralambos.
Okay.
I had a meeting with him this morning.
Yeah.
Interesting guy. Yeah, I played poker with him 2 weeks ago and took some money off him and the rest of the guys.
Okay, and Dan Nash was there as well,
yes,
I think.
Yes, you've heard about the day. Okay.
I've not heard about the day. I did see the photos, and Dan's supposed to invite me, but he never does. I think he's scared.
We might be doing one the Sunday before the conference.
Okay.
But Nick, I actually spoke to him on another business of mine, Space, talking on the tech startup. Yeah. And he just seems extremely knowledgeable on all those topics, and it'll be quite interesting. His energy and his passion is also fantastic.
Yeah,
and
awesome guy.
The delegates will really engage with him.
Cool.
And that's what I always look for.
And is he giving away socks? Nick socks.
Good point. I think we should tweet him.
I think we should find out. I'm keen. Okay. And then you mentioned attendees. You said, okay, hold on. So just to take a step back, just to confirm that, Nick, you're the number one speaker Daniel's looking to see. Correct.
And I think he needs to give away Nick's socks to everyone.
To everyone. Oprah Winfrey. There we go.
Yeah, under your chair.
Yeah. you mentioned that you're kind of your target market for people attending are marketing managers. Agency people as well, is there value in it for them? Because I'd imagine there's a big market coming from that side.
We do. We probably look at the moment, a 30-70 split, 30% to the agency side. A lot of the agencies like to send their junior... you know, account managers, account directors. Some of them get quite fickle. They're not too sure if they want to, you know, mingle with all the other guys there and try and take clients from clients. But agencies as well. You know, anyone that's really looking to gain a better understanding, and we also like to have the agencies there on the networking side.
Yeah.
It's great for our clients to meet, you know, everyone out there. We don't punt one single client. You know, you're not going to come to the event and I'll say, well, this is the PR guys to use.
Yeah.
We like to give them a nice open platform to choose from.
Okay, and then also, once again, this is going to be your opinion. What is your wish of everybody attending IMC? If there's one thing they can take away with them from coming to the conference, what is that one thing?
Sure.
Tough one.
Very tough one, but I'm going to go with learning one thing, learning something new, taking away something from one individual speaker, taking something away from all of the speakers, but being able to go away and say, you know, hell, thank goodness we came to this event.
Yeah.
And wishing that you know, their colleagues and friends were able to attend as well to gain that knowledge.
Okay, awesome. You mentioned a sponsor previously. I'm trying to think who it was. It was Brandy. Who was it again?
It was Odemester.
Odemester, there we go.
Open up that bottle.
I think we should, actually. Any other key sponsors at the event? Who else can we be looking out for?
We got a couple. Guys that have been with us for quite a while, Baron Clothing.
Okay.
They do all our nice sponsorship of our goodies. BMW, they love to drive our speakers around. Yeah. I get a nice 3-5 series to take for a couple of days.
So nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Magnetic Software, it's a new sponsor of ours. They do project management and CRM, so it's great for the the types of clients that we have on site. Schecter's organic energy drink. I think they're going to be upset that I'm sitting here drinking Boss Iced Tea. We won't tell them.
Boss Iced Tea is the official sponsor of Two Oceans Vibe Radio.
And you know, the list goes on. Two great ones for us is Ampere. They do all our AV and our staging. I've seen a couple of the pictures of what the stage will look like this year. That's always a big thing for us.
Massive.
And it's always the biggest scare, because no matter what, something always goes wrong the night before.
Of course.
Ampere come in and save the day.
Okay.
And then to fly our speakers, Kalula once again on board.
Great. So you guys are taking care of the whole spiel. So all the speakers get down here on their own steam. You guys look after everyone.
We don't pay them, so we have to give them some sort of size.
Well, I think it's a good precedent that not paying them, because once you start, you can't get out.
You can't stop. Nick, he had some words to say to me at poker on how persistent our guys were to get him to speak with no fee.
Well, it's funny, because with Fred, the previous one, he was chatting about the same thing with the guests coming to Heavy Chef, where kind of initially they were trying to charge the guests to come to Heavy Chef, and it ended up being, wasn't working out. So interesting.
It is always tough when you, our delegates do pay.
Yeah.
Why we push that much is that you get to confirm the numbers.
Of course.
You never want to be promising your speakers 200-300 delegates and they speak to 10.
Exactly. Yeah. How many people are you expecting at the event?
Cape Town, we should have 200.
Okay.
We're looking really good on that number, hopefully a little bit more. And Johannesburg, we'll have close to 300.
Jeez, and then ticket-wise, where can people go? How much are tickets? How many tickets are left?
So imcconference.com.
Yeah.
Just click on the Cape Town version on the homepage. Tickets are 4750.
Okay.
There are a few tickets left. We're probably looking at about 20.
Okay, so it is limited. So get in there now.
Limited. And I think it's only right that we give one away on the show.
We're definitely happy to do that.
Yeah. So you can name it, you call it.
Okay, we'll do that. I think the best way to go is we'll mention on the show. We'll do a post with the podcast on Monday. Perfect. We'll mention it there. We'll give them a week to end. Give them a week to answer, and then confirm it for maybe next week on the show.
Sounds good.
Excellent. We'll do that. So you've got it there. We are giving away tickets to the IMC conference. Daniel Marcus has just confirmed that. Worth 4750. If you want to win it, tweet me at BizComWazza. Tell me why you want to go to the IMC conference. You can add in the IMC conference Twitter handle as well, which is at IMC conference.
That's it.
Excellent. So tweet me at IMC conference. Tell me why you want a ticket to IMC. Last question for you.
Another tough one.
It's going to be tough. We are running out of time, so it's going to be a tough one. If you and Yaku, now I've met Yaku before, so bear in mind, I know what he looks like. If you guys are both wearing onesie unitard type outfits,
okay,
who would win in a 100-meter dash?
Who would win in a 100-meter dash? Wow, well, we've both been going to 360 lately.
Okay, really?
So,
okay.
And I've missed a few.
Okay.
I've been on honeymoon, so Yaku's had a head start, but I'm going to have to go back myself.
You're going to back yourself?
I have to back myself.
Yaku, you heard that. It's funny, because Fred backed himself as well.
Yaku's got that low center of gravity.
Yeah, but he's got those short legs. They move fast. Just want to confirm details the last time. IMC conference happening
10th and 11th of June.
10th and 11th of June. I messed it up earlier, and I think I said 9th and 10th.
I hope I'm right.
Yeah. 10th and 11th of June, you are right. Happening at the CTICC.
For the first time, so hopefully they don't stuff it up.
No. They are good. Tickets at www.imcconference.com, 4750XVAT. About 19 left, because you've just given one away.
Yeah.
So get there now. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank
awesome
you
having
me.
You on here. I will be at IMC. I will definitely see you there. And good luck with the event. I hope it all goes well.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. And that was Daniel Marcus from Living Your Brand, looking after the IMC conference happening in 2 weeks' time. That has been our show for the night. The Brothers Streep are supposed to be after me. I do not see them, so I'm guessing that they are not coming in. But we will see you next week, same time, same place, and all of the best.